in our midst. The parable of the vineyard and the pronouncement of the cornerstone. Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same has become the chief cornerstone, the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Our Lord Jesus Christ there is quoting Psalm 118. Having told this parable of the vineyard, of the rejection and killing of the son of the Lord of the vineyard by evil caretakers, evil husbandmen. The rejected stone will become the cornerstone. What is the cornerstone? Something that is, by definition, essential, indispensable, basic, the starting place, the essential foundation on which something is constructed or developed is the cornerstone. For example, the cornerstone of the Declaration of Independence is that all men are created equal. The capstone, the foundation stone. The cornerstone is also fundamentally the stone uniting two masonry walls. In this sense, Christ as the chief cornerstone uniting the Jews and the Gentile, uniting the Old Covenant with the New Covenant, and grafting them together. St. Paul speaks of this to the Ephesians. He says, Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. The rejected stone has become our cornerstone. But the rejected stone is a stumbling block to those who do not believe, to those who reject that stone. St. Peter speaks of this in his first epistle. He says, We come to the Lord as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also are living stones, as living stones are built up to us up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made unto the head of the corner, to the cornerstone. A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. And brothers and sisters, we also are living stones built into a spiritual house. An early church writer, the Shepherd of Hermas, talks about how in his time, as the builders, the masons, were building these stone walls of dwellings, they would shape the stones. They'd take the two stones and chip them and bang them together and get them to fit into a wall. And Shepherd of Hermas is saying that's us. That us in the living temple, the living stones of the house of the Lord, we come together, and sometimes we do that with each other. We bang heads together, our egos conflict, our passions, our personalities, but we work it out, we chip away at it, and we learn to fit together as the household of God. And indeed, we are even brought together so that the stones are worked on, so that they become fit and worthy to be a living stone in the living temple of God. But plainly, our spiritual identity and security, our spiritual safety, is in our being united to the cornerstone. The cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. The rejected stone is ours. The rejected stone is ours. The rejected Christ is ours. God's gift to the world, his beloved Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Rejected. Rejected at his own appearing and continuing to be rejected to this time by some, but to be our cornerstone, our sure foundation, the way, the truth, the life of us all. There's a podcast on Ancient Faith Radio by Father John Parker, which details, he's reading actually a research paper of a seminarian who's now a priest, but it details Archbishop Dimitri's spiritual journey and legacy, and it's well worth listening to as even a preparation for our own anniversary celebration. Birmingham is mentioned in there in its early, as an early founding community. But it reminded me that Archbishop Dimitri said, we preach Christ first and then Orthodoxy. We preach Christ first and then Orthodoxy, since Orthodoxy is about unity with Christ. And so we preach the cornerstone. We preach the stone which the builders rejected that has become the head of the corner. We live and have our foundation in that cornerstone. In the words of St. Theophan the Recluse, finally, we must build the temple of the Lord in our hearts. We must lay the cornerstone of Christ each day as a new day, to begin prayer again each day as if we had never prayed. To begin prayer again each day as if we had never prayed. To seek the Lord anew today. To begin again on the path of prayer. To once again lay that cornerstone of foundation, to invite Christ into our hearts, into this temple, because indeed the stone which the builders rejected is our cornerstone, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. To him is due all glory and honor and worship, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.